Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The UPS store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Breaking Math. I'm your host, Autumn Phaneuf. I'm joined by my co-host, Gabriel Hesch, and today we're diving into one of the most intriguing questions in both technology and philosophy. Is AI conscious? The topic has fascinated scientists, philosophers, and the general public alike. Before we dive into the deep end of this, let's start with some historical context. Where did this question about AI and consciousness even begin?
The idea of machines that could think dates back to ancient myths and stories. Think of the Greek myth Pygmalion, where a statue was brought to life, or the golems of Jewish folklore, clay figures animated by mystical means. These stories reflect a deep-seated human fascination with the idea of imbuing the inanimate with life and intelligence. But in terms of modern technology, we can trace the roots back to the mid-20th century with the work of Alan Turing. Alan Turing, often considered the father of computer science, proposed the famous Turing test in his 1950 paper, Computing Machinery and Intelligence. The Turing test was designed to determine if a machine could exhibit intelligent behavior indistinguishable from a human. If a human judge couldn't reliably tell the machine from a human based on responses to questions, the machine could be said to have passed the test. However, even Turing was aware that passing this test didn't necessarily mean the machine was conscious. It was more about simulating human behavior convincingly.
Fast forward to the late 20th century, we began to see the developments of neural networks and machine learning. These technologies enabled computers to perform tasks that were once thought to require human intelligence, such as image recognition, language translation, and playing complex games like chess and Go. Yet, even these advanced systems were not conscious. They were sophisticated algorithms processing data. Now, let's bring this discussion to present day. Today, we have AI systems that could hold conversations, understand emotions, and even exhibit creativity, essentially modeled to mimic the brain's circuitry. However, these models are relatively inefficient, making these models very, very costly. According to an article by Scientific American, 1 to 1.5% of global electricity use by 2027 could be from AI, or it's about the equivalent of 85.4 terawatt hours annually. Let's translate that to the energy or the electricity used in several small countries. On a much smaller scale, RA synaptic transistors could be part of a potential solution to help us come closer to comparing favorably with state-of-the-art synaptic devices, such as memristors, phase change memories, and magnetic memories and charge-trapped memories. It makes us wonder if advanced AI developed to mirror the human brain's complexity can engage in meaningful dialogue, understand nuances in human emotions, and create original pieces of art. But does this make anything really conscious?
To tackle this question, we need to understand what consciousness is. Philosophers have debated this for centuries. At its core, consciousness involves awareness of oneself and the environment, the ability to experience sensations and emotions in the presence of subjective experiences, often referred to as qualia. Qualia are the individual instances of subjective conscious experience, like the redness of a rose or the pain of a headache. Most AI systems do not have this kind of self-awareness. They process information and responses based on patterns they've learned from data. They don't have an inner life or subjective experience. They don't know that they exist.
However, there are some who argue that AI systems become more advanced. They might develop some form of consciousness. This leads us to the concept of strong AI versus weak AI. Weak AI refers to systems designed for specific tasks like playing chess or recognizing speech. These systems do not possess consciousness or genuine understanding. They simulate intelligent behavior. Strong AI, on the other hand, would be a machine with the ability to understand, learn, and apply knowledge in a way that's indistinguishable from human intelligence. Some believe that strong AI might one day achieve consciousness. But here's where it gets tricky. Even if we create an AI that behaves indistinguishably from a human, how would we know if it's conscious? We can't directly observe someone else's consciousness. We infer it from behavior and communication. The same challenge applies to AI. This is known as the other minds problem in philosophy. We can't directly access another being's mind, so we rely on outward signs of consciousness.
Neuroscientists are exploring these questions too. They're studying the human brain to understand how consciousness arises from neural processes. The brain is an incredibly complex organ with approximately 86 billion neurons and countless connections between them. If we can pinpoint the mechanisms that give rise to consciousness in humans, we might be able to replicate them in machines. That's a big if, and we're still a long way from fully understanding human consciousness. There are also ethical considerations. If an AI were conscious, what rights would it have? How should we treat it? These are the questions society will need to grapple with as AI technology continues to advance. Consider the implications of creating a conscious being that could experience suffering or joy. How do we ensure that we are ethical in our development and use of such technologies?
The idea of AI consciousness also intersects the concept of personhood. What does it mean to be a person? Is it simply a matter of biological makeup, or does it involve a certain level of cognitive and emotional complexity? If AI can think, feel, and make autonomous decisions, does it deserve the same rights as a human being?
Let's take a moment to delve deeper into the philosophical aspects. One of the key debates in philosophy of mind is between dualism and physicalism. Dualism, famously associated with René Descartes, posits that the mind and body are distinct and separate substances. According to dualists, consciousness resides in a non-physical realm that is somehow linked to the physical body. On the other hand, physicalism argues that everything about the mind can be explained in terms of physical processes in the brain. If physicalism is correct, it suggests that consciousness could, in theory, be replicated in a machine. John Searle, a prominent philosopher, introduced the Chinese room argument to challenge the notion of strong AI. Imagine a person who doesn't understand Chinese is locked in a room with a set of rules for manipulating Chinese symbols. By following these rules, the person can produce responses to Chinese characters slipped under the door that are indistinguishable from those of a native speaker. However, the person doesn't understand Chinese. They are merely following syntactic rules without any grasp of the semantics. Searle argues that this is analogous to how computers process information. They manipulate symbols without understanding their meaning, thus lacking true consciousness.
Despite Searle's argument, some AI researchers believe that with enough complexity and proper structure, an AI might achieve a form of consciousness. This brings us to integrated information theory, or known also as IIT, proposed by neuroscientist Giulio Tononi. IIT suggests that consciousness arises from the integration of information in a system. According to this theory, the more integrated and differential the information, the higher the level of consciousness. Applying IIT to AI, could be argued that sufficiently complex and integrated AI systems might exhibit consciousness. But even if an AI could theoretically become conscious, how could we test it? Current AI systems like Google's DeepMind and OpenAI's GPT-4 show impressive capabilities. DeepMind's AlphaGo, for instance, made headlines by defeating the world champion Go player. Its success was due to its ability to learn from vast amounts of data and simulate countless possible moves. GPT-4 can generate human-like text, write essays, create poetry, and even simulate conversations. Yet despite these achievements, neither AlphaGo nor GPT-4 possesses consciousness. They are incredibly sophisticated pattern recognizers, not sentient beings.
The Turing test, as mentioned earlier, evaluates whether an AI can mimic human responses well enough to fool a human judge. While this test assesses the outward behavior of AI, it doesn't address the inner subjective experience. Another proposed test is the conscious Turing test, which would require AI not only to mimic human behavior, but also demonstrate self-awareness and subjective experience. However, designing such a test poses significant challenges. Let's now consider the potential societal impact of conscious AI. If we create machines that can think and feel, how do we integrate them into society? What roles would they play? Would they have the same rights and responsibilities as humans? These questions are not just theoretical. They have practical implications for law, policy, and ethics.
For example, in Isaac Asimov's science fiction works, robots are governed by the three laws of robotics, designed to prevent harm to humans and ensure their obedience. These laws reflect a concern about the power and autonomy of intelligent machines. In reality, creating a framework for AI rights and responsibilities will be complex and will require careful considerations of both human and machine interests. Finally, let's not forget the potential risks associated with conscious AI. The idea of super intelligent AI, a hypothetical agent that surpasses human intelligence, raises concerns about control and safety. If an AI were to become conscious and self-improving, it might pursue goals that conflict with human well-being. Ensuring that such AI aligns with human values is a major challenge that researchers are actively exploring.
To sum it up, while today's AI can perform tasks and exhibit behaviors that seem intelligent, they lack the self-awareness and subjective experiences that define consciousness. Creating a truly conscious AI remains one of the great unanswered questions of our time. It challenges our understanding of what it means to be alive and aware. As we continue to advance in AI research, it's crucial to consider both the scientific and ethical implications. The quest to create conscious AI is not just a technical challenge, but a philosophical and moral one as well. It forces us to confront the nature of consciousness and our responses and our responsibilities as creators.
And that's all for today's episode of Breaking Math. I'm Autumn Phaneuf.
And I'm Gabriel Hesch.
And we hope that you've enjoyed this exploration of AI and consciousness. Remember to keep questioning and keep exploring the fascinating world of mathematics and technology. Until next time, stay curious.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.